This recording is an introduction to the Mary Baker Eddy Institute website, mbeinstitute.org. Mary Baker Eddy discovered Christian Science in 1866. Her discovery revealed that the healings of Jesus were scientific and not miracles. She explains the science of Jesus' healings in her publication entitled Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, a 700-page textbook. 486 healings are described in Chapter 18 of the textbook, entitled Fruitage. The textbook is based on the Bible and its spiritual interpretation. A very significant feature of Christian Science is that it is both religion and science. The religion is Christianity in its true form, as Jesus practiced it, and the science is the science of Christianity that enables one to practice and live Christianity, as did Jesus, as a science. In mathematics, anyone that understands the science of mathematics can utilize the laws of mathematics and come up with the same solution that anyone else would derive from the proper use of the laws of mathematics. The laws of Christianity, which are the laws of God, enable the same benefits in that respect as does the laws of mathematics. Anyone can learn and practice and live those laws and, as a result, enjoy a consistent life in a new dimension of perfection that impacts every phase of their life on earth. It enables one to not only prevent many challenges that they would otherwise be faced with, but also to heal any challenge that one is presently facing or may face in the future. The website is very comprehensive, including both writings and recordings. Prayer treatments cover about any topic one could imagine, and new prayer treatment recordings are provided on a continuous basis. Mary Baker Eddy founded the Christian Science Monitor in 1908. Here are a few of the reasons that it was founded: to bless all mankind and injure no one, to report based on the facts, not to sensualize, not to excite the emotions of anyone, to expand the dimension of one's perspective to include global affairs, to uplift the consciousness of the reader, and to report positive events and trends, and all reporting to be spiritually enlightened. In the textbook, chapter 5 is entitled Animal Magnetism Unmasked. And Mary Baker Eddy points out the necessity for us to discover any evil that is in consciousness and to root it out, for only in that manner can one move forward with their spiritual progress. The Mary Baker Eddy Institute website covers that topic, because evil operates on a basis of deception and decoys, as well as mocking truth as closely as it can for the purpose of implementing its deceit and decoy strategy. A quote often credited to Edmund Burke around 1770, a little more than 250 years ago, wherein the idea was presented that when good people know there is evil that should be exposed and do nothing about it, that evil triumphs. And of course, one of the ways that evil promotes itself is to make sure that the evil is not reported through the media that it controls. The approach that the Mary Baker Eddy Institute utilizes is to do the best possible to present the facts and to provide a prayer treatment that shows one how to neutralize and destroy the evil and simultaneously reveal within consciousness the truth that reverses the belief of the evil. There is also a strong emphasis on separating evil from any personality so that the evil is presented generically. For further information on the website, please refer to the header and the footer, as well as the comprehensive menu. We encourage comments, inquiries, and requests, and the contact page provides the facilities for having communication along those lines. Thank you for listening to this recording on an introduction to the website mbeinstitute.org. It is Saturday, September 27 at 11:33. The end.